Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Chav Dalet, and we are involved in the vidui of the Kohen Gadol, the first vidui of the Kohen Gadol that is done on his par. That was the first vidui that's done on his par, and then there's going to be another vidui done on the par, and there's going to be on the Sa'ir. So we are on the Ozvahadur on Chav Aleph on the base towards the bottom, but right after we have the Machlokas, which is also parallel in the Bavli, about the order of the sins. Chatasi Avisi Peshati, Avisi Chadashi Peshati, all the different orders of the Chataim that we just read. And we also noted, I think in the last year, that the Viduyim of the Kohen Gadol here on Yom Kippur are a little different than the Vidui of Kol Torah Kula that we do on our personal Viduyim. And there's the you know, we have to analyze, we're not going to right now, but just to know, we would have to analyze the differences between the two. Because the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Teshuva, talks about the personal vidui that we all have to do, whenever we want to do tshuva. And the Rambam there goes through the comprehensive nature of the mitzvah of vidui. Right? What does vidui include? Many different aspects. And only one of those aspects is mentioned in the vidui of Yom Kippur here, when he does the vidui on the par. And when the Rambam talks about it in Hilchos Teshuva, what does he say? He says, Ketzad vidui is a mitzvah saseh. Again, that's a much discussed Rambam. The Rambam does not say that the tshuva is a mitzvah saseh. He says the vidui is a mitzvah saseh. As if tshuva is just the background. Kisha ya'aseh tshuva. V'yashuv mecheto chayev lehisvados. That's his formulation in Hilchos Teshuva. He does elsewhere formulate it as a chiyev tshuva. In the Koteret here, he says, mitzvah saseh sheyashuv hachote mechadov reyashav mizvada. So you have to put all the formulations together. But the Rambam says, what is vidui? Vidizu yizu mitzvah saseh, keitzai mizvada, omer, ana Hashem. Well, that's good that we have in the Yom Kippur. Ana Hashem, chatazi avisi pashati lefanecha, v'yasisi kach v'kach. That part is somewhat parallel, but then the Rambam says, "V'harei nichamti uboshti b'maasai." Right, so that part is not in the vidui of Yom Kippur. I feel bad, even in the personal one. Right, you might say, "Oh, the Kohen Gadol can't do that for all of the rest of Klal Yisrael. You can't do tshuva ba'ayidei shliach." But the first one is for him and his family. So you would think you could say that. No, different type of vidui. Nichamti uboshti b'maasai. So he has not only mentioning the chait, but charat ala avar, and the next line, ula ola meni choz lo davar zeh. And also it's kabbalah ala asid. Vizeh I ikaro shel vidui. That is the ikar of vidui. V'kala marbe lezvados u marech binyin zeh, hareza mishubach. Whoever is marbe and marech is praiseworthy. And then the Rambam adds, v'chein ba'alei chatoz v'ashamos. Be'ish mevi'in karbonos seyem ashek agasan. Whenever somebody brings a chadas or an asham, those are the two karbonos brought al chait. O al zdonon, ein miskapelam v'karbonam v'chiasu tshuva v'yisvadu vidui dvarim. Shenamar v'hisvada asher chato ale. V'chein mechuvi bezdin, malchai v'malkus. Where nothing happens without vidui. Good. We'll get to the next halakha of Rambam and Hashem soon. But that is the, again, a little of the contrast. That's the classic vidui. Here, the Rambam does not have the classic vidui. Again, he has the vidui of Yom Kippur. Just to contrast this, again, to put it all together, so you get the whole picture, the Rambam at the end of Maaser Karbanos, and then the Paragimel of Maaser Karbanos, where the Rambam talks about smicha, and the vidui that's mentioned there, says the Rambam, Ketzad misvadeh. Yeah, this is talking about the smicha, the vidui at the time of smicha. Chatasi avisi pashati v'asidi kach v'kach v'chazarti b'tshuva lefanecha. Another formulation. There's my vidui, and I've done tshuva. Vidui is usually part of tshuva, right? It's not the I've done v'chazarti b'tshuva, unless that includes I feel bad, I'm not going to do it anymore. Maybe that's a shortened version of what you do during smicha. Zu kaparasi. So again, that's the we've got to put all these together to get the full picture of the different types of viduyim. Okay, so we continue now where the Kohen Gadol and all of these dafim and mishnayos are describing the exciting avoda of Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara says, Asar pamim hayav a Kohen Gadol maskas Hashem Yom Kippurim. The Kohen Gadol would say the Shem Hashem 10 times, and we had in the last year that the requirement of Klal Yisrael when we hear the Shem Hashem is to bow down. Right? It's Kishem Hashem Ekra. It's the same makar for Birchas HaTorah that we have in Maseches Brachos. So the Bavli Yuma Lamed Zayin and Brachos Chaf Aleph, that's the Kishem Hashem Ekra, how it's really the same fundamental din, like the Ramban and the Hagdama, to Torah, that all of Torah really is Shem Hashem in a hidden way, and that's why you could have the same pasuk to teach me those two different dinim, because it's really one din. So the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol says the Shem Hashem 10 times on Yom Kippur. Where did 10 times? Shisha bepar. So we know every time we have one of those vidui, we have it on Yom. We say it in our shuls on Yom Kippur, right? The kach hayomer ana Hashem. So there's 3 times in each of those ana Hashem, and then we have kivayom azeyachaber lefnei Hashem titaru. So Hashem's name in each of those paragraphs is mentioned 3 times. So the par we do twice, right? Because the par is for him, the kohen and his family, and for all the kohanim. So that's shisha bepar. That's 6. That's 3 times Shem Hashem mentioned in each of those viduis. So that's Shisha Bapar. Vishlosha Bisar. And then he does this, the vidui on the Sa'ir once. That's another 3. That's 9. Vechad Vagaralos. And once, Lashem, right, Chatas, right, when he lifts up the, one of the 2 by the Goral, as we're gonna have later, by the Shem of the Mishnah. So that's 10, right? 6, 3, 1. Those are the 10 times that, Shem Hashem is mentioned. Which Shem Hashem is being referred to here? Which Shem Hashem? So most Rishonim assume that this was Yud Kei Vav Kei. We just pronounced it, as we usually we say Ado. We don't pronounce it Yud Kei Vav Kei. But that's what the Kohen Gadol did. Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's how it was, pronounced. That's how Rav Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Rush, and the others say that's what's going on here. There is a Deya of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says maybe this is referring to the 42-letter name. That is not said too often. Is you have that Rashi in Sukkah that talks about the 42 letters. How do you get it? But this is the Rush in the 8th parak of Yuma. V'Ravhai Amar Lo Balashin Hazeh Haya Omer Kohen Gadol Ella Hashem Ana Hashem Ella Shem Ben Shnayim V'Arba Mosios V'Yadayin Matsui B'Yeshiva B'Kabbalah V'Yadua LaChachamim. Says Rav Haigon, right, more than 1,000 years ago, it's known to some people. Ve'ein nirali divrei Rav bazeh, but the Rush says, I disagree. I don't agree with the Rav Haigon. Tekivin diyafinim begzir reshava me'egla rufa, haskaras Hashem shalarba osios, ein lashanos, elakamosha nechta v'pasek hu maskiro, elashem maskiro kichsavo, v'hu nikra shem ha'mefo'rash. Right, that's you don't say the 42-letter name. Says the Rashi, you say the 4-letter, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, but you say it as it's written, because you learn it from the Gzeira Shava from Egla Rufa. V'hu makor l'kol ha-shemos. It is the source of all other shemos, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ki kula ne'etzalin mimenu. They all have the aura from Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ne'etzal. V'alav ne'emar. And that's what the Mishnah says at the end of Sanhedrin. If somebody pronounces Shem Hashem with its letters, ha'ogat Hashem v'os Yosav, ne'ekar min ha'olam de'in laskir b'gvulin. Right, that's why we don't say that name anywhere else. But that's the, so Rav Haigon says it's the long name, but most Rishonim, like the Rush here, says that's the name, that's the source. That's the source name of all names. The Rambam, in Hilchas Yisodi HaTorah, I'm going to mention this later, but I'll mention it now because it relates to that, the Rush. The Rush, the Rambam in Yisodi HaTorah in the 6th parak talks about the Isser of destroying God's name. And the Rambam says, that the Hashem has 7 names. Shiva Shem Osem, 7 names. Hashem Shenechtav Yud Hey Vav Hey, Vahu Anikra Shem HaMeforash. That's the explicit name. O Hanechtav Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Right, so that's what we say, Ado, how it's written, with those 4 letters. Vekel Eloka Elokim Eke Shakai Tzvakos. Those are the 7 names of Hashem. Call, what does it mean, names of Hashem? They describe Hashem for us in certain ways. That's how a name, when I call somebody by their name, that name is not their essence is them. Their name is what identifies them. So to Hashem's name, Kaviyachal identifies. Kol amochi gafilu osachas b'shiva shemos elu loke. Says the Rambam 7 names, but the Shem HaMeforash is Yud Kei Vav Kei, like you said here. So that's the name, according to most Rishonim, that's said by the Kohen Gadol, 10 times on Yom Kippur. Hakrovim ayinoflam apneim arachokim ayomrim. Baruch Hashem kvod malchuzol yolam v'ed. So the Gemara here says, this is not mentioned in the Rambam, this chilek. The Gemara says that the ones who are close by, who hear the name of Hashem, fall on their faces. They have the mitzvah of kishem Hashem ekra. And those who are far, what does far mean? Pashas meaning those who don't hear it. They just see the other people that are doing it. Right? Kind of like, remember that Gemara in Sukkah with the flags and the shuls? There's a difference. Right? So here it says like the Krovim bow down and the Rechokim say Baruch Shem. Sounds like they don't have to bow down. The Korban Eidah says, Lo naflu al Panehem. They're not nofel. And what about the first ones, the ones that are Krovim? They're nofel. Do they say Baruch Shem also? We do both. Right? Our minhag is to bow down and we say Baruch Shem. But here it sounds like there's a chilek between the two. Also, again, many questions and issues are dealt with on both these two lines that are coming up. What do you mean the Rechokim? People didn't hear the Shem Hashem? Don't we have a Mishnah Meseches Tamid that says the name was even heard in Yericho? Right? Be Yericho, Hayu, Mericha, and Riach HaKtoris. Be Yericho, Hayu, Nishmayin, the name. So what doesn't that, you know, everybody heard it, even if you were Rachok. So the Ritva here on this Gemara says, well, maybe that was only Bizman Sha'osim Ritzono Shamakom. You're right. Bizman, when it was also Ritzono Shamakom, when we were on a high level and all the Nisim. So that's when, I guess, there were no Rechokim. Right? We always bow down, whenever you heard it. But if, Bizman Sha'eno, Osim Ritzono Shamakom, maybe not. Maybe you could say the Ravid. We like to quote this Ravid. The Ravid on Meseches Tamid. There's a couple of Ravids. But the Ravid in his commentary on Tamid, he says there, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, I think, that says, what does he quote? Mori Harav HaChassid. Can't be if Rabbeinu Yonah was the first cousin of the Ramban, and I don't know which Ravid this was. It was a different Ravid, so could have been a later Ravid. Right? The Ravid that we say with the Rambam, that Ravid was before the Ramban and earlier. So the Ravid wouldn't be quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't think it would be after. So he quotes Mori Harav, so maybe he's quoting someone else. So he quotes there that all those Nisim and Yericho does not mean that they could smell the Ketores all the way from the base of Megdash all the way to Yericho and everything in between. And they heard the Gvini Cruz, or they heard the person make the loud noise to let the Kohen know by the Trumas Hadeshen, right? All those things. It doesn't mean that it was just so far. There was a special din of Yericho. It was heard in Yerushalayim, B'derech HaTeva, and then it was also heard in Yericho, but not in between. It was a special din of Yericho, says the Ravid. The Dafka Haya B'Yericho Nishma, V'lo B'Shard Stadim, Mipnei, and here's his key line, She Yericho Haisa Kimo Yerushalayim. Mipnei Shehi Haisa Tchilas Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Ukemo De Trumas Dagon. Yericho was like the Truma. It's the first place that we went to. Kemo De Trumas Dagon Tzorach Litrom, Ke Nitrima Eretz Yisrael Atzma. Ubishvalkach Etrima Yeshua, Lios Kodesh, that's why Yeshua made it a Chirim. Lefichach Hikemo Yerushalayim, Foyenishmain Ba Kalhanach Tetani, Kedeshi Yergishu Bnei Adam, Shebi Yericho Yesh Kemo Ksas Kedusha, Kemo Yerushalayim. Lefichach Be'elo Yosem Mishar Dvarim, Vichulu. And that's the Ravid here in this commentary on Perek Amr Lehem HaMemuneh in Meseches Tamid. So that would also answer the questions. It wasn't heard. They were Rechokim in Yerushalayim, but then they heard it there. But again, this chilek is not quoted in the Rambam. Elu ve'elu ketenu, but interestingly, elu lo ha'yizazim misham, both people who are rachok u'karov, this line sounds like they both heard it. Because what does the line say? Achu misalimam. There was a miracle that they forgot. That they forgot how to pronounce the name. Which some say is a rioter of Heigel. Like, how hard is it to pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei? Right? So, I mean, if it was the 42-letter name, you could say, oh, it was a miraculously forgotten. So these lines have to be worked out. But, it was Miss Ali Mehem, right? It was, the Korban Eidah here says, Ache Nishkach Mehem Hashem HaMeforash, V'lo Yadu Mashamu. Right? It was forgotten from him, and they didn't hear what they heard. They didn't know what they heard. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, Zeshmi La'olam. But Zeshmi La'olam, the end of Bishalach, it's spelled without the Vav. Zeshmi La'alem. This is my name to be hidden and concealed. Ne'alam. Right, and therefore, that's remez that it was forgotten. It was forgotten, and they didn't remember it. They heard it, and they knew that they heard it, but they did not remember. Barishona haya omer b'kol gavoa. Originally, it was said in a very loud voice, and everybody could hear it. Bar misha rabu haprutzim haya omer b'kol namach. And when the prutzim started maybe misusing it, once they heard it, it was only heard b'kol namach. And again, what do you mean? Misha rabu haprutzim. Wasn't there a miracle that it was forgotten right afterwards? How could anybody use it afterwards? How could anybody abuse it incorrectly? Again, you have to say somehow it was, maybe that was also only Bishas osin ritzono shamakom, and about einos ritzono shamakom. So then that nays didn't occur, and then ironically it was heard and it was remembered. But again, these lines are fascinating to talk about, but each line sometimes gives different impressions for the different shitas. Amar Rebbe Tarfon. Omar Omer Hayisi Bein Achai HaKohanim Bishura. One time I was in my fellow Kohanim Bishura. And what does that mean? Berachas Kohanim. Rebbe Tarfon was a Kohen. A number of stories in Chazal about him being a Kohen. It's even the fifth, in the Tosefting Subis, in the fifth parak, it says that Rebbe Tarfon, married, he was Makadesh, it says, maybe not Nisuin, 300 women, because it was a year of a famine, and he had a lot of Truma. And you can't eat Truma unless you're a Kohen or an Ashes Kohen. So he was Makadesh, 300 women, so that they could eat Truma. You could eat Truma, and again, Midaraisa, you know, even, Kinyan Kaspo, and they could eat Truma even by, Erisin, by Nini Suin Midrabanan, but maybe Bishas, that case, they allowed it. Okay, so Rabbi Tarfon, so he was a Kohen. So one time he was saved, Duchim Birchas Kohanim. Vihiteti Ozni Klapi Kohen Gadol, and I leaned in and I overheard the Kohen Gadol. Vishamatev Mavlio B'Imas HaKohanim. And I heard under his breath, he was saying the Shem Hashem, while the other Kohanim were saying the regular Shem Hashem. So I heard him, saying under his breath, so he was B'Ni'imas HaKohanim. Interesting. We don't think of Rabbi Tarfon living Bisman Beis HaMikdash. But, he's talking about the doing Berachas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash there. B'Ni'imas HaKohanim. Other Barishonas and latest. Barishona Yidim Salachal Adam. Originally, it was other people, knew. People knew exactly the name. Mishraba Prutzim Lo Yidim Salach Sherim. And, after the Prutzim, of people who would misuse it, became, prevalent. So then it was only given to the Sherim. Shmuel Hawaya Aver Shama Parsia. So clearly, right, it wasn't forgotten by everyone if it was, misused. Hayavar Shama Parsia, Shmuel passed by a Persian who used the name Mekala Lebrebe. He cursed his son with the name, with the Shem HaMeforash, who missed and the son died. Amar, right, 2 days in the Gemara now, 2 days in the Mefarshim. Who's talking here? Is this the Persian or is this Shmuel? Right, who's talking here? We'll go with the Karbana Eid that says it's the Persian. Amar HaParsi. Ozzy says, aye, two bad things just happened. Oz al Guvra, right, the person died. My son died. Umata Shama Shama, and also people might have heard me to say this, and now they're gonna misuse it and abuse it, and I feel terrible about it. Right, so maybe it was both of those were said by the Persian. The Karbana Eid says, Hifsit Shnei Dvarim, Halach Beno, Vagam Echad Shama Mimenu, Hashem Amfarsh, because he saw Shmuel that was walking by. So, Shmuel heard it, too. Other Mefarshim say it was Shmuel talking that he heard, he commented these things. Rabbi Inyani Barsusi, Salagabi Rabbi Hanina Litziporin. One day Rabbi Inyani went to visit Rabbi Hanina Litziporin. Amar Esav Ana Masar Yesilach. Come, I'm gonna give you the name. I'm gonna give you over the name. All lay Brit. So he goes over in private. He's about to tell him over the name. And all lay Brit Jose Arsa. So he, the host, his son heard about what was going to go on and he went and hid under the bed because he wanted to, hear the name also, right? Sounds like the Gemara at the end of Brachas, hiding under the bed. Atash, and all of a sudden, guess the son, against his will, he sneezed. Those sneezes always come out when you least want it. He sneezed, Vishamakale, and his voice was heard under the bed. Amar, so, Rav Yoni says, Ma tun higin, gabechun biramo. Right, what are you doing here, Baramo? Like, Mirma, trickery. What are you doing here? You know what? Forget it. Azal, I'm leaving. Lola chav, lolei. I'm not telling you. I'm not telling your son. You know, and he left without giving over, being moser, the Shem Hashem. It has to be given over in a certain context, and that was not the context that he was going to give it over. Chad Asi Bitziporin. There was an Asi. What's an Asi? From the word Asya, a healer. The Karbana Eid says, Rofe Haya, Bitsipori. There was a doctor, and Rechagdievsky also says, it's Sipori. Armor, the Rebbe Pinchas Barchama, Isavana Masaleilacha. Somehow this doctor, knew the Shem Hashem, and he says to her, Pinchas Barchama, I'm gonna tell you. Come and I'm going to tell you the name. Armor Leir, Pinchas Barchama says, I don't wanna know it. Armor Leir, Lesana Yachel, I don't wanna know it. I'm not able to know it. Armor Leir, Lama, why? Why are you so, nervous about it? Armor Leir, Da'ana ochel meiser. Because I take meiser. Meiser might not here mean meiser rishon or levi. It might mean chumas meiser, truma. It might mean staka in general. Many mefarshim here on the page say, I take tzedakah, meaning I live off of others. And the one who is ragil, who knows about Shem Hashem, you know, is not able to take anything from anybody else. Why is that? So again, mefarshim all over talk about exactly why that is. It could be because if they live off other people and sometimes other people don't give to them, and if they ever get angry, you don't want somebody getting angry having the Shem Hashem as a weapon, right? So that's why, maybe that's why it shouldn't be. Or maybe it's if somebody lives off of other people and they don't get enough, they're going to try to bribe their way to get more. You know what? I'll give you Shem Hashem, you know, if you give me some more barley, right? Whatever it is, it's not a good situation, says Rabbi Pinchas Bar Chama, to know the Shem Hashem and have to live off other people. So that's why I don't want to know it. I don't want to know it. I don't want to put myself into that situation. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Balo. So what happened so far? We have the Kohen Gadol has done the vidui, right, on his par. That's all we've had so far. We've had one vidui on the par where he said, Hadasa Visa Pashati, Aniuvesi. Aniuvesi, that was in the Mishnah, the previous daf, Kiviyah Mazeh, and Baruch Shem Kavod. And where was that done? Where was that cow standing? We learned that was on the west side of the Mizbeach, right, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. The cow, remember, was facing north-south, but the head of the cow was facing west for all the exact reasons. We wanted to be close there because once it's shechted, after the next vidui, you want it to be close to the Heichal because the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to carry so much. Good. But now the Kohen Gadol, he does the vidui there in the west, and now he walks east, and he goes to the east side of the Azara to do the Goral. Do the Goral with the two goats, the two Seirim. Balo lemizrach Azara with Svona Mizbeach. He comes to the northeast. Comes to the northeast of the Mizbeach. That's, you have a large area there. The northeast of the Mizbeach. Right? Close to the doors. The doors of the east. What were the doors on the east? Remember, even if we don't remember any of the other names of the doors, but those doors, Shara Nikanor. Those are the Nikanor doors on the east side. That's where we're gonna send the Seir Lazazel is gonna go out from there. So that's why we don't want to have it so further in. If you're gonna have to just send it out, so that's why we do this, the Goro, on the northeast of the Azara. So Balo the Mizrach Hadara Zara Lotzafon Hamizbeach. Haskan be Amino Varosh Bezabis Balo. The Skan, the assistant Kohen Gadol, is on the right side. And the Rosh Bezav, the base of that, right. I remember the Kohanim were split up into Mishmaros, and every Mishmar worked a different week, and every base Av worked a different day. So whichever the head of the base Av of that day, you're pretty lucky if fortunate if you're that one. So they stop his smolo. So they're on his right and his left. Visham Shnei Seirim. And that's where there are two goats there. The Kalfi and we'll learn it later. They look exactly the same and they're the same height and they cost the same amount of money. The Kalfi Haisasham. And there was a Kalfi, like a box, that was there. Ubashne Goralos. And in it were two Goralos. They were made of wood. Two made of wood, one that said Lashem and one that said Lazazel. Va'asad ben Gamla Shelzav. And ben Gamla, he raised the bar of these Kalfis. And even though it was of the Goralos, and even though it used to be made of Eshkara, which is a certain type of wood, he made it into gold. They must give it to the Shvach, and Chazal were very happy about that. He made it into gold. This is not considered. And we know to change the structural design of the Beis HaMikdash, you can't just do that if you want to. You can't just do it if you want to. To make this into gold, okay, fine, to make it clear to gold. But the structural design is based on a pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, Hakol Bichsav, Allah Hiskil, got the exact lashon. So that, you can't change, right? That's the Gemara at the end of Sukkah, where the Gemara says, how can they build the balcony for the women by Simchas Beis HaShoeva, right? So it must be that they had a Masorah. They had a Masorah already that they were allowed to do that. But this is Ben Gamla. It was Lishvach. And once this is quoted, Lishvach, that he made the gold Lishvach. So we have, if you remember, the other activities, the other things that took place in the base of Migdash that were Lishvach and Lignai. Ben Katin also Shnei Masor Dad L'Kiyar. Ben Katin, the Kiyar, used to have only two faucets. He made 12. He made 12 faucets, right, in order so the Kohanim could all use it together. Shaloh Hayubo L'Shnayim, there was only two, and he made 12. Avhu, he also, Ben Katan also Muchani Lakiyar, he made this pulley system that they were able to lower the Kiyar down to connect to an underground source of water, Because if you wouldn't do that, because it's a lacha of lina, if something is in a kli sharis and is left in the kli sharis overnight, it becomes pasal. Nifsal balina. So therefore, if you have the water in the kiyar, every morning it's gonna become pasal. So you'd have to dump it out and put new water in. No, this is a better system. So he made this whole pulley system that you can lower the whole kiyar into the water at night. We had a couple of dafim ago, a week or two ago. We had, what is the key moment that it has to be connected to the water? Is it the whole night? Is it just the nighttime? Is it just the morning? Is it both? Right, on the machlokas amorim, we had a couple of days earlier. Munbaz amelach, ha'isa kol yodos ha'kelim shi yobah kippur b'shozof. Munbaz made all the handles that of the kelim that you could use in Yom Kippur gold. Hilni imo asa nivreshes shozof. His mother Hilni made a nivreshes. We'll see what nivreshes is of gold. Apisla shalecho. Afi asta tavla shozof sheparsha sodek suva aleha. Also, the cloth that they used to copy over to make the parsha of sota. She made a gold one so that the kohen who was writing it has to be written lishma, right? That it was right, had a gold tavla to copy from. And all these were positives. Niknar nasu nisim l'dal sosav, and Niknar, we know the story, right? Miracles happened with his doors. He made the doors, then he took them on the boat, and he had to throw one off. We'll learn that. So all of these, at least the last one, it says oso, but the other girsa might be Osun, different girsos, other girsos Osun, all of these were Lishvach. Good. Ezeo, good. So there's a lot to talk about with the Sir Lazazo, but we have to continue right now. Ezeo, so now we're going to quote the same Achlokas we had 2 or 3 days ago. So we said the north side of the Mizbeach. So what was called north? Three Shitas. Ezeo, Tzvon HaShalom Mizbeach, Shu Kashem, Shkidas, Kachi Kachem. Right, which part of the north area is kosher for kachi kachim? So bikir shalom mizbeach tzvoni ad kozel azara tzvoni ad kineged kol mizbeach yeshar kashol shebishayim ama divrei Reb Yosi Reb Yehuda. Right, the first day is due north of the mizbeach. That's a small area, smaller area, not small. That all kachi kachim have to be shechted to the north of the mizbeach, not just the north of the azara. Reb Blazer Reb Shimon Omer, no kineged beis achalifos. Not only due north, but also west. Where the Beis Chalifos, where they kept their knives, on the edge of the Ulam, right? Also northwest of the Mizbeach was also kosher. Ad Keneged Beis Ulam on the Mizbeach, Vad Kosel Azara, Hatzvoni. Rebbe Mosef Makam Jesus Rakhli Yisrael, Rebbe Edel, no, the whole north, even the northeast area of the Mizbeach. The place where the Bnei Yisrael, Yisraelim were allowed to go. The first 11 Amos on the east side. Achaz Yama Makam Jesus Rakhli Kohanim, the next 11 Amos. All 22 Amos that were on the northeast of the Mizbeach. So our Gemara, which says that the two Seirim were in the northeast of the Mizbeach, seems to go like Shitas Rebbe. Period. Good. The Mishnah says that who's standing next to the Kohen Gadol when he's about to do the Goral? The Sgan and the Rosh Beisav. There were five main avodos that the Skan did. Haskan Mishamish, that the Skan used to do. Haskan Amalo Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagbeye Mincha. Number one was the Skan when the Kohen Gadol sticks his hand into the Kalfi. So the Skan says, lift up your right hand. And in the days that, everything worked out for Klal Yisrael, his right hand always had Lashem. And that was always the Seir. Skan Miyino Vosh Pesah Bismolo. Number two, the Skan was always at his right side. The Korban Eida says, Bishayimos Hashana. Whenever the Kohen Gadol wanted to come in and do any of the avoda, the skan was on his right side. Number two. Number three, Hainef Haskan Bisudarin. Right, we had this back in the previous Pesachta, right, when they did Nisach Hayayin or Amayim, Nisach Amayim on top, on the top left, so the Leviim were down on the floor of the Azara. They couldn't always see what was going on the top of the Mizbeach, where the pourings were going on. So the skan used to wave flags, wave things so that the Leviim knew when to start singing. By the Nisach HaYayin, right? The Korban Eida says, Ein Omrim Shira Ela Al Yayin. So when the Yayin was being poured, that's when the Leviim started singing. If the Kohen Gadol ever started going up the Mizbeach and it had trouble and, stamina, he used to help him up. The Kohen Gadol was always a skan first. It was always a vice. It was a vice, and then he was chosen to be, maybe not Likuva, because remember we had earlier, a couple of weeks ago, we had what happens if the Kohen Gadol becomes a Kohen Gadol without ever being a Kohen, Hedyot. How many Minchas Chavitin does he bring that day? So you see, he wasn't a Skan, if that's the Gemara is asking that question. Paskinun, a type of wood, type of special wood. Reshmuel Achbo, Avdu Ma'olasus Tachtein Shel Zahav. Right, originally it was wood, these pieces, and then they made it gold. What if those gold ones were lost? Do you have to make the next ones gold? Because, you know, Malin Bakodesh, or the original ones were wood. So you can make them wood, because that's what the original ones were. So, yay, Bakadam, Shemal Bakodesh, Veloma Reedin. No, it's gotta be wood. Period. Good. So, Betkatin, he made the Kiyar into 12 faucets, instead of just two. And the way that it looks is that the faucets were, they're in one horizontal row going around the Kiyar. One horizontal row. So Gemara says, why they do it that way? Why don't you just have two rows? Two rows. If Rechai Kievsky says, maybe this is more beautiful. It looks nicer if you have two rows. No, Amar Reb Yonah, the point is to be functional. You want the day that the most Kohanim have to wash their hands and their feet at the same time, the day of Meruba Shel Tamid, when it's Shabbos, on Sukkis, when you have this, so many that are needed, so that's that they can all wash at the same time. If it was one on top of another, they wouldn't be able to wash at the same time. But if it was all across, they could all wash at the same time. Ha'elyon. So one more section. Ha'elyon mishem kli pachos baruba. Vatach de'ina bo mishem aviru shel kli. What's this question? The Gemara here is assuming, it's a machlokas later on, that the kiyar, like a mikvah, cannot have she'uvin in it. Cannot have drawn water in it. So one second. We assume that the kiyar was made of two kalim. The bottom one is like a bowl, and then there's one on top, which is more like a pipe, right? The top part of the kiyar is just like, has no bottom. So Gemara says, Ha Elyon, the top part of the kiyar, I have no problem. Mishem kli pachos bruba. It's like a kli that is open at the, and mostly at the bottom. And if that's not a kli that's going to create a problem of she'uvin, drawn water. But the tachton, eimo mishem avir shel kli, doesn't the bottom, it's like a bowl, and therefore doesn't that create mayim she'uvin? And therefore, how could the Kohanim use this? Again, the assumption is that you have the same requirements. No. When it was connected to the stream of Ein Itaim, one of the legs of the kiyar had a hole in it, and that was connected, the water was constantly connected to the stream, and had a hole the size of a pomegranate. So it's a big hole. The Mishnah Kalim talks about how big the hole has to be. Similarly, and we'll finish with this, Rishim Bar Kasa and Mishim Ravacha, Hayama Beis Atila Koanamaya, the huge mikvah that Shlomo HaMelech made in the Beis HaMikdash. It was called Yam Shel Shlomo, with the 12 oxen that was holding it up. So it said that the Koanim used to go mikvah there, for Hayam L'Rachsa L'Koanim Bo, for Lo Klihu, but what do you mean? If it's a big bowl with oxen holding it up, isn't that She'uvin? You can't use that as a mikvah. Answer, in the feet of the oxen, they had holes that were connected, just like the kiyar. And it was had holes that size. Rav Gadievsky just notes, if the kiyar had a hole in the bottom of it, why didn't all of the water just run out of it? It had a hole in the bottom of it. So he said, no, it had a hole, but then when you stuck it on the ground, it kind of blocked up the hole. So during the day, it didn't go out because it had the hole and it was blocked up, and it doesn't make it like a kli just because the ground is blocking from the water from going out. But otherwise it had the hole and it was connected to the Ein Itaim. Okay, we'll have to stop there by Ksiv. Yeah.